Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We're holding at the very top of the Amud. However, that's in the middle of a sugya. So we're just going to do a quick review of what we learned the last part of yesterday's daf. As you recall, we have two psukim almost back-to-back in Parshas Achrei Mois. Both of them deal with the isser of living with a sister. Specifically, you have Pasuk Tes here in Achrei Mois. Ervas achoyscha vasavicha ivasimecha. Good morning, Rabbi. We just started. We're doing a quick rundown of what we learned yesterday at the end of Chaf Beis Amid Beis. So in Parshas Achrei Mois it says, Ervas achoyscha vasavicha ivasimecha. The erva of a sister, whether it happens to be a half sister from the father, a half sister from the mother, muledes bais and muledes chutz. Don't even think of getting close to your sister. Skip a posik, then the posik continues. Ervas bas eishes avicha, meledes avicha achoyscha hi. I have again a situation of achoyscha, a person's sister. This is the ervas bas eishes avicha, the erva of the daughter of one's father's wife, meaning I don't know who the mother happens to be of this young lady. It really is not consequential, it's irrelevant. The point is, if you have a man and he has a half sister, that half sister shares the same father, it's the Bas Eishes Avicha, and this fellow of the Pasuk also has that same father, again we have half brother and sister, Lo Yisigala Ervosa. So now the question is, why do I have to have two separate psukim to go and tell us the same Isser of Achoisai? And that we had a machlokes yesterday between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan said that the purpose of the two psukim is just to go and add on another chiyuv of kares, and b'shoigeg another chiyuv of chatas. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said, no. One pasuk explains the other pasuk that there's only one iser involved, only one kares, and only one chatas. Let's take a quick look at Tanur Rabbanan. Just drop beyond halfway down Chof Beis Amid Beis. Tanur Rabbanan Baal Achoisai V'hi Bas Eishes Aviv. He's living with his Achoisai, who also happens to be the daughter of his father's wife. Chayiv Mishem Achoisai U'Mishem Bas Eishes Aviv. He gets two times Isurim, two times Kores. He can get Kores twice. If it's Vishoyik, two times bringing Korm Chatas. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I'm a knowing a chai vala mishem achoisel b'vad. There's only one v'mishnei bas eishesav. What's the reason of the Rabbanon? It says in the Pasuk, Ervas achoisel bas avichoi bas imecha, which is a half sister, half brother and sister. It's either bas av or bas the aim. And then it says another Pasuk, Ervas bas eishesav ichem lev savicha choisel hi. Lomali, what do I need the second Pasuk for? Shema min alachayv mishem achoisel u'mishem bas eishesav. To be machayv twice. And that's the reason why we have two psukim, two times chatas if it was a shaki. But Yosef Yehuda Amar, no, Amar Kro. If you look in the second pasuk, it says Achoyschehi, Shem Achoyschi Atamachai, but we Atamachai Bishem Bas Eishesaviv. You only have one chiyuv altogether, one karm chatas if it was a shaki, and not two kabonis chatas. And then the Gemara went back and forth. Why do you need this pasuk, that pasuk? We'll skip down towards the bottom of the Amud, about eight lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha Mai Avodai. Since Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's only a totality of one Isser Achoisai, one Karis, one Chatas, so why talk is the Torah repeat it and tell us this din of the Eishes, the Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha? So I'll tell you why. This is really more explanatory as opposed to adding Isurim. In fact, if you wish, it's adding a, I wouldn't say a heter, but it's giving an exception to the rule. Said Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Hai bas eishes v'icha mai, obelei b'boilei v'shiyesh loi ishus li'avicha ba. The only time you're over on achoisai if there is an ishus. Ishus meaning that it's a heter to go and get married. Prat l'achoisai mishivcho v'ayveres kechom she'ein ishus l'avicha ba. Oh, what happens if a man had one or more wives, but in addition to that, he also lived with a shivcha or with a goite, with a veres kechav, and he had a daughter from either the shivcha or the veres kechav. And at the same time, he also had a son from one of his normal, regular wives. So now, biologically, they happen to have the same father. They have different mothers. Here the mother is a regular, normal, kosher Jewish lady that married the father. And the other mother is a shifcha veres kechab. So biologically, the girl and the boy are half brother and sister. However, the Torah says, no, there's no din of a choise there. If the man, the Jewish man, were to go now and to marry or to live with that achoisa mishifcha v'aderes chacham, there is no din of kares, there's no din of chatas. Why? Because that's why the Torah is telling us this second pasuk, that the whole din of ervas achoisa, if it's got to be a bas, eishus avicha, where there's a shaychus of ishus. So now, the obvious question is, the word ishus is a broader umbrella other than not only to go and exclude achoise mishivcha veres chachavim. I can think of some other women that there is no ishus by. So for instance, the aim of prat achoise mianusa, what happens if, in addition to the normal, regular wives that the person had, besides, or forget about the shivcha veres chachavim, what happens if, unfortunately, he was ma'anes, a young lady? Or for that matter, he just lived consensually with a young lady, but without the benefit of chuppah v'kiddushin. So there was no ishus ba. So now, and from that union, they had a girl, they had a daughter. Is there an iser now, an iser karis, and a din of a chatos b'shoyi, if a son from one of the kosher women were to go and live with his half-sister, who is the daughter of the anusa? So perhaps that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. That no, because there was no ishus. It was just a matter of a fling, if you want to call it. It was a matter of an anusa. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Now, then you can't say that. Although this is not referring to our specific case, but the Gemara uses this as a parallel, you have, again, two psukim. One pasuk says, Ervas bas bincha oy vas bitcha loy segale ervasan. Kervoscha heina. So that pasuk is referring to a man's granddaughter. His granddaughter, either because it's the daughter of his son, or it's the daughter of his daughter. Okay, so now the Gemara is medayik. Dafka because it's bas bincha, bas bincha, habas bino dido, ubas bita dido. What happens if his wife has her own granddaughter? Is the husband, is this a zivik sheni or what have you? Is he also to go and live with that bas bino ubas bita? Well, just based on the first pasuk that I have, yeah, no problem, because the pasuk says bas bincha, bas bincha, the man's granddaughter, not his wife's granddaughter. So on the surface, it would be butcher. Oh, but I have another pasuk. Uksiv evas isha uvito leisagal is bas benovi es bas bito. So I see that it's awesome. So now make up your mind. Is bas beno bas bito mutter? Is bas beno bas bito awesome? Okay, sir. Kan ba'oinsin, kan benisuin. It's come to tell you both oinsin and nisuin. Meaning, in the first pasuk of evas bas bincha, there you're talking about an enikel, a granddaughter, out of oinsin, because there is no ishus mentioned in that pasuk. The second pasuk, which is ervas isha uvita. Oh, what means isha? Isha doesn't mean woman. Isha means his wife. Uvita and her daughter, and the granddaughters, either basbino or basbito, oh, can be nisuin. And that's what the Torah is telling you, that we equate the two. That it makes no difference whether the zera, the erva that the father, the grandfather, is being megala, whether it happens to be the product of a kosher marriage, or whether it's a product of an ointzen, makes no difference. In all cases, it's awesome. Ah, so therefore, that being the case, as Igmar, that would seem to be that locha legabi achoise as well. That it makes no difference whether the achoise was as a result of both of them came from kosher marriages, or if, for instance, the daughter came, the granddaughter, the daughter, the sister, came from a non-kosher marriage, in other words, a masa of anusa. Makes no difference. I see that legabi the granddaughter, as the Torah says, kam boinz and kamidi sum, the Torah equates the two. Therefore, the parallel would be the Torah equates the two when it comes to a choisei, that it makes no difference whether it was an anusa or from a nisua. Okay, so then, what do I learn then from the ishus, this second pasuk of the ervas bas eishus avicha? It comes lahoitzi, the shifcha v'ezgecha. So, Frey Timar, but I have other options too, other possibilities. Maybe it's coming to tell you that if the father had married, for instance, Rashi says, a mamzeres, person's not allowed to marry mamzeres, mamzer the kaleshem, and therefore a person's not allowed to marry a mamzeres, so it's an iser lav, and from that mamzeres he had a daughter, and she of course is also a mamzeres. So maybe now if you have a son from a normal kosher marriage, a normal regular wife, and the person also has Nebuchad daughter who's a mamzeres, the daughter of a mamzeres, which was the product of an iser lav, oh, maybe that's not considered to be achoisai. Maybe it's not even toifas kedushin. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you, that the bas eishes avicha has to be an achoisai who's the daughter of proper ishus, which is a tafsi bekedushin. And maybe this is a giloi, and from this pasuk, in fact, by chayav ilavin, it's not toifas kedushin. Amra papa, no, that's impossible. That havamina doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work? Because we have a rule, chayov ilavin, tafsi bekedushin. And Barry's thinking, except for Kohen Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Every time we learn that, you don't always have
I don't even say it anymore.
I'm trying to interrupt you.
I don't interrupt Hashem, you.
Chumen,
exactly.
We know that it's
Very good. Chayav ilavin tafsiv kedushin. Chayav ilavin are toifas kedushin. How do I know? Not from this pasuk, from somewhere else. Tichsev kisiyem leish shtei noshim uachas who viachas nuah. What is it talking about over there? That's talking about the parasha of splitting up a Yerusha. And one of them happens to be Bechor. Jeff, good morning. We are now on the second and third line from the top of Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. And we are explaining a pasuk in the Bruchim Tia. A pasuk in Parshas Kisei. It's at the very beginning. Kisei Anul Ishtei Nosh. A person has two wives. Achas Uva Achas Nuva. V'hoya Beina Bechor Lasnia. And the Bechor was born to the Snua. Then says the Pasuk, Yuchal Abakar is Ben Wahuva, Snua Bechor, Ki is Ben Snua Yaki, Losis Loi Pishnaim, Cholishi Matsilai. The simple Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk is a person has two wives. Unfortunately, while one of the wives is very beloved to him, the second one is not so. And it might have been a good idea to give a get, but for some reason he's not doing it, and he's maintaining his temper and his cool with the two women. One is Ahuva, one is Snua. And both of them, Baruch Hashem, have boys, and they have children. And now comes Yerusha time, so the husband, who doesn't particularly like the Snua, says, even though the Snua's son happens to be my Bechor, I don't want to go and favor him, I want to favor rather the Bechor of the Ben Ahuva, even though that Bechor is younger than the Bechor. Vis-a-vis the women, it may be their first child, vis-a-vis however the husband, obviously they can't have both of them being the first child, so the Ben Asnua has the Bechor, the Ben Ahuva does not. You can't go and give favoritism to the one that's the Ahuva over the one that's Snua. That's the Pashup Shah and the Pashup. However, Rashi points out that that would be a double Pashut. Just because a husband likes a Ben Ahuva better than a Ben Asnua, then of course you can't go and change Hilchas Bechayra. Hilchas Bechayra are the first one that's born gets a double share. You can't go and try to subvert the Hilchas HaTorah just because of your own personal whims. Therefore, says our Gemara, the Snua and Ahuva is not referring to the husband, it's referring to Be'eni HaMokon, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks upon one as being Ahuva and the other one being Snua. How is that? Says the Gemara of Chiyesha. Huva lefnei amakam yishnu lefnei amakam. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves all Jews. El ahuva ahuva bin Yisrael. Snua bin Yisrael. The case of the ahuva means that her kedushin, her kupa for kedushin were done perfectly. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy that the husband and wife were living together. On the other hand, the other case is talking about that the chasna, they did not have a proper chasna. They had with them the Sada Kedushin and all the rest, and the 500 people with the photographers and musicians. However, there was an Isser Lav between them, and therefore, although the Kedushin is Toifis, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not happy with this Kedushin. Well, maybe in fact it's not toifus at all, because if Hashem is not happy, maybe it's not toifus kedushin. V'yom rachmana, kisiyan oli ish. Siyan is a loshon havaya, to tell you that even though there's an aveira, by the fact that these two guys got married, the man and the lady, but nevertheless, siyana, there is havaya that the kedushin is toifus. Ah, so I learned from there that kedushin is toifus in machayav elav. So now get back to our case of our Gemara. You cannot say that the second pasuk of Ervas bas eishes avicha muletes avicha choyschehi is coming to exclude a daughter of Chayov Elavin, because there is ishus tafsi bar kedushin. So that's not what the pasuk comes to exclude. It comes to exclude the shivcha and the avedes kechal. A more obvious question. Because we know Chayov Ikrisis is not toifis. And if that's the case, that would be a very logical shot in that pasuk. That Ervas Bas Ishtavicha, you know, when there's a din of an achois, it's going to be a kosher nisu and a kosher kedushin, and not one that's involving an Isakrisis. So maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. Amrav Amakra. Ervas Achoischa Bas Avicha Oivasi Mecha. This is the first of the two psukim. And we have not focused on these words until now because it wasn't relevant to the Gemara, but now becomes super relevant. That means that the sister is a half-sister, either same father or same mother. And then it continues, Moletus Bais and Moletus Chutz. Literally, that means that she was born at home or she was born outside. She was born in the hospital. And that doesn't really make a lot of sense. What difference does it make where she was born? If she's a sister, she's a sister. If she's not, she's not. Says Yimah, I'll tell you what means Meletus Bais and Meletus Chutz. Bein Shoymim Leilavicha Kayem, Bein Shoymim Leilavicha Hoitze. The pasuk is telling you, Meletus Bais, this woman can stay home. The Imecha, the Bas Imecha, this woman can stay home, meaning that the husband is allowed to continue living with her because it was Baruch Hashem, a Kiddushin, I'll be Dinei HaTorah. The Meletus Chutz is talking about that the Imcha shouldn't be at home, but rather should be Bachutz, should be banished from that person's home. Now, who is that woman that the Torah says, get rid of her? We're talking about a woman that was a Chayovi Krisis to this man, that they had no business getting married, and the Torah says, every minute, Aros, 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 get out of here.
Also.
Yeah, why don't we just limit that to if
we didn't have the previous discussion about Chayov Elavin, we would say this applies to Chayov Elavin as well.
Right.
But since we've already established Chayov Elavin that there is a Tfisis Kedushin, and since the whole purpose of this pasuk is to say out, and we're not referring to Chayov Elavin anymore because Kedushin if Safsi, so therefore we're now coming to the next one on the ladder, on the totem pole, and that's the Chayov Ikrisis, where there's no heter whatsoever in b'diavad. No ishus. Get this lady out. The Yom Rachman nevertheless says achoischi, because that's what the pasuk says. Meletus bais and meletus chutz. It says in the pasuk achoischi. So I see ervas achoischi basin ichalafimecha. So I see that it has the name of achoischi. So bottom line is, says the Gemara, that the pasuk of the second pasuk of the Ervas Bas Eishus Avicha, this Eishus doesn't come to exclude the case of a Chayov Elavin. It doesn't come to exclude Chayov Ikrisis. It doesn't exclude the Anusa that we had at the bottom of the Amid. It only comes to exclude the Shivcha and the Ayvedes Kecham. So Freyti Gemara yet, maybe I should go and reverse the Pshatim over here. Eim Avein Shoim Eloi Avicha Kain. In other words, the same thing that we just said a moment ago. But not the rabbis to include the Chayov Ikrisus, but maybe the rabbis are choisim mishivcha v'eres kechavet. In other words, basically what we have is a miut and a ribui. What's the miut and the ribui? The miut of the second pasuk of Ervas Bas Eishus Avicha, that when is there a din of a choisai, it's got to be that the woman has ishus boy. We said that comes to exclude the Shivcha and the Vetz Kechavim, that their daughter has no shaykhis halachically with the half-brother, and therefore there's no din of Achoisei. So that was the Miyat. We're excluding from Bas Eishes of Icha, the din of Shivcha and Vetz Kechavim. Now we have the words Meletus Bais and Meletus Chutz, even if we tell the father, get rid of this woman. Oh, that comes to include the woman who is a Chayav Ikrisis. And therefore, if that woman Chayav Ikrisis has a daughter, then that daughter is an achoisei for purposes of the Aroyas and Parshas Achrimais. So well, let's go and reverse it. Let us go and say when it says Ervas Basa Isha Savicha, maybe that comes to exclude the lady who is the Isser Chayav Ekrisis, because Ein Lach Eish Ishus Ba, he can't have Ishus because Kedushin is not Toyas. And therefore she is the one that excluded the daughter of the Chayav Ekrisis, excluded no din of Chayse. And you know which lady is included? That's the Moledes Chutz, when the husband is living with a Shifcha Vedes Chachav. Get out of here, Shifcha Vedes Chachav. And maybe there the Torah is being marba, that still it's called an Achoyzchi. So we have a role reversal. Say that the daughter of the Shifcha Vedes Chachav is Achoyzoi, if she were to live with the half-brother. And if it's a daughter of the Krisis, then it would not be Achoyzchi. Why do you use one pasuk to exclude this and the other pasuk to include that? Make a reversal. It's more mistaber that chayav ekrisis should be included in the parasha of Achoisai, she can tafsi ben kiddushin li alma. Einachanami, to this particular person, it's a chayav ekrisis. So if this person was marrying, for instance, his achoisai, or his aunt,
or an ashes ish,
yeah, but then the ashes ish wouldn't be able to go marry anybody else. So anyone that's in an incestuous relationship to him, anyone of the 15 arroyas that we had in the first Mishnah, where blood relationships that he cannot marry them, that's a chayav ekrisis. Ein achanami vis-a-vis him, he can't, because it's his sister, it's his aunt, it's whatever. However, they can marry everybody else in the world, in other words, any other Jew. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's more mistaver that that's more part of the Jewish Klal Yisrael population, and therefore, if you have a half-sister, that it would be a chayisai. Mash enkev, the Shevko Veres Chachavim, it's not tafsi kiddushin to any Jew in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's more mistaken to say that that's really far off, no issues whatsoever, and therefore the daughter would not be deemed an achoisei. In a sense, the Shifcha Vedes Chacham has a stronger relationship to this individual, because were they to convert, guess what? Even this fellow himself could live with them, lechatchila, there would be issues, tafsi b'kedushin. Mash'en came this. Issa Krisis will never be mutter to this individual. And for the mother, Megaira Gufachrinahi. When she's Megaira, it's as if she's a not just a an expression, a born again Jew. This is the first time, born for the first time. Until now, this woman was a Shifcha Vedes Chacham. She's Megayeris. Brand new name, new identity, new Jewess, everything totally new. So, Avada, you're right when you said that physically, there is an opportunity she can tafsi ben kedushin to this individual if she's mikayeres, but when she's mikayeres, she's no longer the same individual. Yeah, physically she is, but not spiritually. And therefore, there's no time to go and say, yet we should be married to the Shifcha Vedes Chachamim because it's royal ledidei. In their current status, never ever will
it's
be.
It's mechusat maisa, as it were.
Okay, fine. So this was a very lengthy discussion. Alibid of Yosef Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk, the second pasuk, Eves Pasation of Yehuda? They don't have the benefit of the second pasuk to say only Kishiyesh Ishus Bar. That's only Kishiyesh Ishus Bar, because he says that there's only one Isur Erva by Achoisei. But the Chacham say that there are two Isurei Aroyis by Achoisei. So the second pasuk comes to tell you another din of Karis and another din of Shagig of Achatos. So that being the case, how do I know that if a person has a sister who's a daughter, excuse me, of a Shifcha Vedes Chacham, that there's no Isur Achoisei? To Manafkalumi Ishim Yiladea Tialadei. Now, this of course is referring to the Shifcha, and what the pasuk says is that if an Eved Ivri is owned by a Jew, and that Eved Ivri is married, then the Oded is allowed to go and marry him off to a Shifcha Kanas. And what happens if they have children? Then, so basically, having an Eved Ivri means that he works for you almost 24 hours. During the day, he does all the day labor that you would expect him to do. And at night, he also produces income if and when he impregnates one of his Shifcha Kanadasin, and then that child will belong now to the other. So since the Torah uses its expression, Tia Lavinah, What we mean to say is that any progeny that come from this union of the Eved Ivri with the Shifcha Kananis, they are cut off from the Eved Ivri's Mishpacha, nothing to do with him and his family. All of that belongs to the other, and the other does with that child whatever he or she wants to do. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that's why it's very mistavi to go and say by a Shifcha that this is not a Zachoisai. Physically, it's a choisei. Legally,
biologically,
physically, whichever term you like. However, halachically, it's not as a choisei because she is sequestered, goes away to Australia to her odin, having nothing to do with his husband and his family. Okay, that works for shivcha. What about a vezchavim? We're going to address that in a moment. But in the meantime, for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, after all, what does he need? Two psukim for her. He has already the pasuk of Eves Bas Eishes Avicha, which we said until now comes to exclude the daughter of a woman that doesn't have Ishus, which is both Ishivcha and Eves Chavim. What does he do? Ishvil Derti Alavi now? Says Reish Yehuda, you know what? You're right. This Ishvil Derti I'm going to use for the Shivcha and the pasuk of the Eves Bas Eishes Avicha, I'm going to use that to exclude the Eves Chavim. So I have one for Shivcha, one for Eves Chavim. Utzrich is going to tell me, aren't they basically the same? Well, you have to have two psukim. I'll tell you why. The Yashvin and Shivcha would only say Shivcha alone, Mishim the Ein Lo Chayas. She has no Yichas. What does that mean, she has no Yichas? So, Rashi says, the famous Rashi that he brings from the Mass of the Akedah, where it says that Avram Avinu told Eliezer he should sit there in Machamor, Vani Vanar, Neuchat Koi, Venishtach, Venishuv Alech. So why does it say over there that the Eved should stay together with
Chamor?
Just like the Chamor, he wouldn't go and claim, I have to be the son of this Chamor or the son of this Chamoira. There's no Yichas. The same thing over here, you wouldn't go and say by an Eved that he's the son of this one, the son of that one. Ah, so therefore, if one only says Shivcha, you know why it's not a Choisim Shimdei Lachayas? It's almost like a behemoth, so to speak. That being the case, so then there's no achoisim. Avez achom is lechayis. They do have their own yichas. Where do we have their own yichas? It's Rashi, because we find in Tanakh that it says baladon ben baladon and hadadrimoin ben tavrimoin. And here we're talking about goyim gemurim. And so therefore we're saying that they have quote unquote yichas. It's not a yichas of a yid, but a yichas of a goy. Ah, so maybe in such a case, maybe it would be deemed to be sufficient for purposes of achoisim. The same alloy. And therefore, I would not exclude the daughter of the Yvedes Kechavim. And that's why I need a second passage. The reason why that's not an Achoisai is because the daughter of the Yvedes Kechavim is a Goit Gemurah, nothing to do with mitzvahs whatsoever. Ava Shivcha, the daughter of the Shivcha, the Shaykh mitzvahs, Lola Meisha, they have all the mitzvahs that a woman has, like a 50%, a Halbeginna. So I would think maybe, oh, if she lived together with her, just like she's a Halbeginna, then she's a Halba Achoisei also.
She's also half sister also, literally.
Exactly. So Eimalai, so therefore, Trichel, that they have to took him to both exclude the Shivcha, the daughter of the Shivcha, and the daughter of the Shivcha. Fine, very good. Rabbanan, Ashkan Shivcha, that's the pasuk Ishvil Adah, Avenis Chaminalu, that they don't have that additional pasuk that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learns from of the Eves Bas Eishes Avicha to exclude the Avenis Chachamim, because they hold in fact they're two separate Isurim and therefore two separate Krisis and two separate Chatois. So how does he know to exclude Avenis Chachamim? Let's go learn from a Shivcha, in other words, from the Mamatzin, or just like by Shivcha. Hanu Mitzvah Tzricha, we just got finished saying that you cannot learn one from the other because each one is a Chiddush on its own. This one doesn't have Chayas and this one is Shaykh and Mitzvahs. So you can't learn one from the other. So Amr Yechem, Shimr Pshim, and Yechoy, Amr Kroz, says the Pasuk, Ki Yosser, Ez Bim Chom Yachar. Right. The previous Pasuk talks about Loisis Chatin Bohem, Loisis Chatin Behem. Make sure you Jews, when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, don't marry within the Shiva Avamim, or in the Eretz Yisrael, the Kananis, and the Chitis, and the Chibis, etc. Why? Because you know what? Ki Yosser, Bim Chom Yachar. Because what may happen is, they're going to go and pull away and divert your son from after me. Now, the same pasuk that talks about the Schattenbaum says both as Bincha Lesitan Levnoi and Bincha Lesitan Levnecha. In other words, it talks about both giving your son away to the Goyim and your daughter away to the Goyim. And theoretically, the pasuk could have said both Kiyosir and Kisosir. Kiyosir meaning that the Goyish husband is going to try to take away your son, the Jewish son, from the Jewish woman, and take him towards Avodah Zarah, to his religion, to his beliefs. The same way the Pasuk could have also said, Ki Saser es bin chomi acharoi, meaning that if it was a woman, a goyish woman that was marrying a Jew, then maybe she would also try to divert the child to go to church and to go to the other religion. But it doesn't say kisos. And therefore, the reason why it doesn't say is because kisos is bincha miacharoi, bincha miyisraelis, kari bincha. If you have a son from a Yisraelis, even though the father is never chagoy, but the mother is a Jewess, then it's kari bincha. And therefore, I'm worried about kiyosra that the father, the goy, is going to go and try to take the Jewish child to church and then baptize him. However, in bincha bomana, that's chom kari bincha, it's the other way around, meaning that you have a male Jew who marries a female ekoita, then that child is not called bincha, it's not yours, it's Elbina, it's her child, meaning it's a goy already. So I'm not worried about kisosir, that the mother who is non-Jewish is going to go and try to divert this child into church, into another religion. It's a goy, so that's unfortunate, those are the facts. So that being the case, I see from this passage that the daughter of an Avedis Chacham is called a non-Jew, so therefore halakhically I understand why it's not a chaysai. I'm Jewish, the other person is not Jewish, even though biologically, physically, they happen to be half brother and half sister, but halakhically they're not. So I learned it from there. And that's really the conclusion now of this shtickel, vis-a-vis how Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learns the two psukim, and how the Rabbanim learn the two psukim. But Omer Ravina now says, based on what Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm not sure what Ravina really adds. He's mostly repeating what Rabbi Yochanan said. Shema mina ben bitcha habam and avikachabim kari bincha. That if you have ben bitcha habam and avikachabim, that the father is a goy, and the wife, the mother is Jewish, that the child that is born to this mixed marriage is called bincha, is called a Jewish child. Okay. Let's say that Ravina was saying this Shema mina, he's implying one more thing. That I become Evet Bapas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher. What does the Gemara mean? Obviously, every time you have a discussion or a debate, there are always two sides to the coin. So, since Ravina is stressing what we just learned from Rabbi Yochanan, that the child that is born to a non-Jew and to a Jewess is called Bincha, is called a Jew. In other words, the other side would have been that since it's a mixed marriage, maybe we should go patrilineal. And if the father happens to be a goy, then the although the mother is Jewish, maybe the child should also be deemed a goy. No, it's not a goy. A Jewish child. Okay, what's the nafkim? What's the practical nafkim in it? Well, obviously this is Jewish and not Jewish. But there's another practical nafkim in it, and that is what happens if this non-Jewish child, born to a mixed marriage where the mother is a goyter, what happens if he decides in later years to convert, and he becomes Jewish? Can I go and marry him, or marry his children, or his family? Because now that he's converted, now he's Jewish. So what Ravina is saying is, if you're going to go and tell me that it happens to be a child from the goy, then if you were to go and say about this child, that the child is when you have a non-Jewish man living with a Jewish girl, Havlad Kosher, with the Gemara is implying that this happens to be a normal, regular child, and therefore you're allowed to go and marry freely together with him because it's a Jewish child, it's not a non-Jewish child, it's not a question of converting. Jewish child, everything is fine. That being everything is fine, let us therefore suggest that what Ravina is implying, not only is it a Jewish child, but the Vlad is kosher. That it's a kosher child, because it's a child of a Bas Yisrael. So Dr. Yomar, is that what Ravina is trying to tell us? We know that this is a hot potato, because there are others that hold that Avicham, the Eved Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. Is Ravina trying to tell us that the Vlad is kosher? Dr. Yomar, no, you have no right. Need the Mamzer, they have it. Kosher, now they have it. Maybe it's not a Mamzer, but maybe it's not a kosher. But rather it's Yisrael, apostle Mikri. It's a pogum.
What's the halacha status of a apostle of a pogum? What does that mean?
Okay, so what would you like to suggest?
I mean, is it requires conversion, requires the tipis down bris? It's just not miyuchas, what is it?
Yeah, not miyuchas. You can marry a...
there's a long seder nashim, so there's a lot of stuff about this, but...
We'll return please back to Yudalit Amad Beis. you see the bottom Rashi, the last three lines. Avlad pogam ledivir b'shamay. Im ho yikoyin.
Yikoyin pasal l'kahuna.
Oh. Avagav l'mechayov elav k'shem l'kol chalolim heim l'inyin kuna.
Thank you.
Very good. So therefore, what our Gemara... You're welcome. That's what I'm telling. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us now on our daf, on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, that perhaps all Ravina is saying that the child is Jewish, but who says that the child is fully kosher? It could be that the child is not fully kosher. It's not a mamzer, but it's possible. What would be the psul, the gabi ilchus kahuna? Maybe that's what the what Ravina has come to tell us. And so therefore, no raya, clearly what Ravina would hold. All he tells us is that the child is Jewish. We don't know anything more than that. Yes?
Yeah. Well, why do we stand the brother, if the sister is a mamzer, what is the situation then? Is she considered a sister or not?
The conclusion of our Gemara is that she is a sister for purposes of the Aroyas in the Torah. That if the half-brother lives with a mamzeres, he's over on the Isser, and if he did it b'shoyge, he'd have to go and bring a karm chatas. Beruchim tiyah. So that's the conclusion of the shtickle. But now the Gemara asks another kasha, and that is, we said that how do I know that the child of an oyvedes kechovim is a goy, and how do we know that the child of a Jewish mother is a Jew, even though there was a mixed marriage, from the pasuk that we quoted before, ki yoseh bin chamei acharon. But this pasuk is in the inyan, in the context of Jews moving to Eretz Yisrael. Loisis chaten bom, make sure don't give your sons to the locals and don't give your daughters to the locals. And then the pasuk says, ki yoseh bin chamei acharon. How do I know that this would apply across the board to other non-Jewish nations? Because after all, the pasuk says that don't make chasanis, and don't give your son, don't give your daughter. Why does the pasuk have to continue on? Ki yaser is bin chamei. What's the purpose? That purpose is to go and tell you ki yaser l'rabbis kol ha-meisirim. Anybody that is part of a different religion, in other words, not Jewish, has that potential of being the meisir, of being diverting the child chas v'sholom to avodah zarah. So therefore, that's mar ba'ul other nations. So hanichal Reb Shimon, the Dorish Tam of the Krah. Oh, that's our famous Reb Shimon. Where do we find Reb Shimon's Dorish Tam of the Krah? Where do we find that Reb Shimon? In the case of Lisach Boil Beger Almana. What's the Lisach Boil Beger Almana? That if you lent money to the Almana, and then you ask the Almana, please go and give me a mashkin, and the mashkin that she gives is that she has, unfortunately, only two sets of clothing. Her day wear that she wears when she goes out, and her night wear when she goes to sleep, like pajamas. So don't go and take a mashkin from her, which would mean every night at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you go and take overnight her day wear as a mashkin, and then you return it the next day. What's so terrible about that? So says Reb Shimon, that this only applies to an almana who's an aniya, who happens to be very poor. It does not apply to an ashira that has multiple sets of clothing. Isach, well, beggar almana is only the aniya, not the ashira. Right? The ashira, she could have three closets full of 150 dresses, and then says, when she has to go out to a chasna, she says, I have nothing to wear. But anyway, you probably never heard anything like that. But I just heard it from other people.
Yeah,
not my family. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, says Reb Shimon, that this halacha only applies to aniya, not to the ashira, and the reason why the Torah writes it is because we're afraid chas v'shalom will be moitzi shemra on this young lady. That every single night we see a man coming to her door, coming in 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and then leaving, and then coming back again the next morning, and looks, smells fishy. And Tif Chas Hashem, people are going to go and say that she's, etc., etc. So says Reb Shimon, that's why it only applies to any, it doesn't apply to Ashira, because Ashira doesn't have to come back every single day and at night, and blah, blah, blah. You can go and take a couple of evening gowns and hold on to it for a while, and then give it back. Anyway, so it's the same Reb Shimon that's Derech Tam of the Krah. He says that's why the Torah says Ki Yosir, to go and tell us that Rabbi's called Nisirim. The Torah doesn't really care whether it's a Kanani, a Chiti, a Chibi. The Torah is just concerned that the Jewish children might chas v'shalom become Goyim because the father's going to go and take them to church and to baptize them, etc. Tzadik Mepshim the Dorish Tam Dekra El Rabbanan Min Halu. How did the Rabbanan know that the Kiyosir comes to include Shar Meisirim, other nations, because after all they are not Dorish Tam Dekra? Said the Gemara Matam, the Paling later Beis Reb Yehuda, the Tana of this price that argued Reb Yehuda is granted Reb Shimoni, and since it's Reb Shimon, he holds the Dorish Tam Dekra, and therefore he holds that not only the daughter of a Shivcha, and not only the daughter of the Shiva Umais, but the daughter of any Goiter, what would be the din? The din would be that it's not a choisoi because the rabbi is calling Meisirim, it's like Reb Shimon, that's Dorish Tam Dekra. With this, we've concluded this very exciting discussion, and we start on a brand new Mishnah. Then the Mishnah at the top of the Amid, in terms of concept and in terms of halacha, is quite straightforward. The problem is figuring out the chishboinus in the relationships, which is, of course, one of the major challenges in the Masechtas Yevamos, and that's why you have all these picture books which show with the squares and with the triangles and with the circles and meeting and moving in this direction, that direction. So you'll see the first case in the Mishnah is very, very simple. It's just we keep on adding on additional facts, which makes it more complicated, but not more complicated in halacha, it's just more complicated in halting kop, the chishboinus. As you'll see, look at the Mishnah. Very simple halacha, mishakidush achas mishtei achoyis. The person married one of two sisters. You have Ruchel and you have Leah, and he married one of the two. Then Yedei is min kiddush, but doesn't remember, doesn't know which one he was mekadesh. The Gemara is going to say it's not that this person is totally insane or this person is totally delirious or whatever. We're talking about that, for instance, he sent a shliach to go and marry off one of the two. He heard the famous Smith family, Ruchel and Leah Smith. Maybe they were even twin sisters, who knows? Anyway, the point is that they were both wonderful young ladies, and he asked, Ashmir, please, here's Kesef, Yerushim Mekadesh, one of them. And he comes back and says, I was Mekadesh. Which one Mekadesh? You know, that's a good question. Can't remember now. Or he gave them, they also had one shliach, and that shliach took on behalf of both of them, he took the money, and that shliach also doesn't remember that I take it for Leah, they take it for Ruchel. Anyway, there's total confusion, he doesn't know which one he's married to. So now he cannot possibly consummate the marriage, why not? Because it might be Achois Ishtoi. Each one of the two ladies is Achois Ishtoi, right? Ruchel and Leah are sisters. And therefore, I married either Ruchel or I married Leah. I cannot consummate the marriage with either Ruchel or Leah because I don't know. I need days of men kiddush. So what I got to do? I can get lezu. I get to each one and sayonara, and that's the end of the story. If we ended the Mishnah over here, it would be a machai. But now the Mishnah continues. Mess. What happens if this person, before giving a get to the two sisters, he passed away? And he only has one brother. Okay, so that's very simple. The brother is going to do the same thing that he would have done. He would have given a get to each one. The brother is not going to go and give a get. He's not married to them, but he's potentially the yavam of Leah or Rachel, or Rachel or Leah. I don't know. So we give the chalitza to both of them. Fine. So that's very straightforward. Good. Hoyu lo shnayim. What happens if the person who passed away left over two brothers? What do we do now? Echad chalitza v'yachad miyavim. What we could do is, one can go and give chalitza to one of the two ladies, and the other one we're going to go and give yibam. Not that he has to, but he can do that. Now, why can he do that?
He did chalitza first.
Because he did chalitza first.
Dissolves the zika.
Because otherwise there's not a chosuk.
Okay, so then it's like a mamonisha situation. We don't know which one is in fact the married lady and right. Which one is not. So let's say the person that gave the chalitza, he did it exactly on the mark. That was, in fact, the wife, and that was the one that was married to his brother. So he gives chalitza too. So the zika is now over, and now the other brother can easily go and be miyabim the second sister. Why can we have the second sister? No longer achoy ziku kasai, because the zika has gone away, and we gave the chalitza. And in fact, it may even turn out that that first one was not a zika whatsoever, because she was never married. The one that was married is now the second woman, and that's fine. I'll be Miyavim, or I'll be Mekayim the Mitzvayim, so that's great. That's all wonderful. However, you should not allow for the reverse. Don't allow a Yibam first and a Chalitza second, because the one that's making the Yibam first, maybe he's going to go and marry achois ziku kasai, because maybe the real zika is the other leg. Yeah. So don't allow for an initial yibam and then subsequently an aichalitza, but rather choyvitz ve'akach miyam. That's all lichatchila. Kod muvakonsu, says Rashi, they didn't ask the Ruv. They didn't go to the Bezin. They decided to take matters into their own hands. And both of them married. The two brothers married these two sisters. So then b'dieva, we're not going to be moitz b'yadam. Why are we not going to be moitz b'yadam? Because after all, one of them is the bona fide Yivama. The other one is just the sister. So therefore, if the first of the two brothers happens to have with mazel, that he was miyabim, the real Yivama.
Mazel
tov, mazel up. The second brother, he's going to go and marry the second sister, who was never married.
They had to.
Totally they had to, regularly, like marrying any young lady, a shidduch, and they got married. So that's great. What happens if the first one, unfortunately, was not the Yivama, and therefore she was the achois zikukosai of the real Yivama? So we shouldn't have been miyabim. That's why the Mishnah says, echad chod liach miyab. But b'diyavet, if he did, it's only an isser, not only. It's an isser of a choy ziku kasei, which is an isser drabanan anyway.
Only.
Yes, it's true. What he did was wrong. However, obviously, kedushin is toifis. And good news, that after that, when the second brother is going to be miyabin, the second woman, who's the real zika, so then the zika will go away, because now it's been resolved through the yibam of the second brother. So that the first brother married the choysuk kasi, it was at least for one instant, for one day, whenever when he married her, he was oiver. But now the zika went away as a result of the second brother being the yavim. So there's no longer an isra anymore. So that's why the yavim, we tzim yavim, we allow them to go and both stay. Now let's just look quickly at the Rashi's, so you'll see that all of this fits in nicely. Starting the next case, it becomes a little bit more complex. Starting the top Rashi, any days in Kiddush, also Mishnayim, the Chol Chodu B'Chodu, you can remember that it's a Chois Ishta. So Chodu Ishtayim, if there's a remaining brother, if he died and leaves a brother, Chodu Ishtayim, give Chalitza to both. To Leyoda is the Yivam, I don't know which one is the Yivam, so Ini, Mini, Mini, Mo, I give Chalitza to both. O Mechlitz Chodu B'Yibim V'Chodu, Loi. So, Chodu, that's a very good Eitzah. Why don't we say that if there's only one brother, let him give, instead of chalitza to both of them, give chalitza to one, and be miyam the second one. No, you can't do that, because that would be a chois chalutzose. He gave a chalitza to one, that would be the sister of chalitza. Asur l'midrabanim b'chayyah, that's awesome. Why can't he miyabim one of the two? The demolizu yivavim, maybe that's not his yivama. The kapagim b'chois chukkose, the habikishter. Like we said before, when we were learning. Final two rashes here. If there were two surviving brothers, echad choylitz v'yechad miyam, echad choylitz tchila li'achas, v'ashen yimrotz liyabim lishniyam miyam. If he wants, he doesn't have to, but if he wants miyam, he can miyam. Why? Dimzu yivem toy shaper. If it turns out this is the real wife, it's very good. It really yivam. V'machoysihi, and if you're going to go and tell me, no, this second one was really not, it was really the sister of the yivam. There's no problem. The first brother having given chalitza to that first of the two sisters, so then he took away the zika, assuming that was in fact the real yavama. So therefore, the second one was miyabim. The second, you don't have to worry about.
The heter entirely.
It's totally bad. What happens? Kodem of a concert, kodem shenimchu bebezin, didn't ask bezin, and the two did yibam on the two ladies, he meets in the other. The cholchad v'chad omer ano shaper nesivi. Each one says, it might very well be that we did the right thing. The first one got the yavama, and the second one just got a regular pnuya that was available to be married. And even if it turns out that they didn't hit the mark properly, and the first one, in fact, married achoyse kukosei, aisha tevade hav yasir. No question about his over his. But now when the second one is miyam, the second one, she yevemtoy parkazika meidach. Rashi says lamafreya, but the Rishash takes out the word lamafreya, and that's not mashmah from Rashi later on, because it didn't take away the zikah lamafreya.
It happened. At the time of Isser happened.
Yes, the Rishash says the word lamafreya is wrong. Anyway, but getting back, so the first case in the Mishnah was,
I could see where you could say lamafreya.
You could? Of course.
I'm
B'Rishash.
Because it Megillah Daita that this was the proper...
Skabrera situation?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, I'm Mufarsh. Continuing on, now let's go to the next case. The next case, you'll see, it's basically on all fours with the first case, but it's just a little more complicated because we're adding some additional people. Shnayim shekidshu shtei achoyes. If you don't mind, I'm going to take a pause over here. I'm just going to go straight to the Gemara, because this first piece of Gemara relates to the first case, and then we'll do the second piece of the Mishnah, and then we'll go to the second case of Gemara. So skip now to the Gemara. Zok Gemara, Shema Mina, I see from the first case. What was the first case? Misha Kiddush Achaz Mishtei Achoyez. He doesn't know he was Makadish. He has to give a get to each one. Shema Mina Kiddushin Shirim Mishra Mabiyah, Havik Kiddushin. We know there's a Machloik is a Bayi Verova. Lagabi Kiddushin, where you cannot Ein Mishra Mabiyah. You cannot go and have Bia at all. Ein Soifel Vitei Bia. What's the case in the Havamina? That at the time of the Kiddushin, he did not know who he was being Makadish. He was doing it in the dark. He didn't know who he was giving Kesef Kedushin to. So he'll never be able to go and do Bia to either of the two ladies because of the fact that he might be Poga Ba'achois Ishtoi. So we see the Chayr from our Mishnah, the Kedushin Eim Mesir Labia, have a Kedushin because I have to go and give the get to each one. Is a machlok is a bayi verov. In fact, this is one of the Al-Kigams, the Kuf of the Al-Kigam, the Kedushin Eim Mesir Labia. And according to many of the holds, we have a Kedushin. I don't have to go and give a get to either one because his kedushin never can reach the level of consummation of bia, yeah? So therefore it's worthless. Whole inyan of kedushin is only if it can lead to an ultimate potential peri-viribia and nisun. This can't because I don't know which one. So by the fact that it requires a get, l'choy is a right have a kedushin. But you want to hachem ayiskin and kishahukr b'psoif nis'arvo. Oh, that initially when the Kiddushin took place, they knew what they were doing. It was only subsequently that there was a mix-up. Now, how was that situation? So we said, Rashi, that it was talking about Mas Metashliach. If you look at the Rashi, where the Gemara starts, 5-6 lines into the wide lines, Shabbos Bino Kiddushin Mitzvah Lebiya. She'd say for love and day Bia. The Kol Kisaitim and the Masisim Vishaloi Hukru Vishas Kiddushin. Loi Havayoda Hayminayim. Keep going. The Omar Hari Achas Mikem Mikudeshesli, but also Shteyin Shliach LeKabel Kiddushin. He said to Rochel and to Leah simultaneously, one of you should be Mikudesh to me, and the two of them together appointed one Shliach, and that Shliach, a Shliach LeKabala, was Mikabel LeKesef Kiddushin. Was more than a pruta. It was one ring for one of the two. The Kiddushin Elu Ein Soifel Lebiya. The Chol Choda Kaima Alei B'Safik Achois Isha. I don't know who he ultimately was Mekadosh. He didn't specify, he just said Achas Mekel. And they both received it through the Shliach, but it was only one Kesef Kedushin. He can't be Mekadosh both of them anyway because it's Shtei Achois. And therefore, Meniktoni, Noisin, get Lezu, Mechal, the Chodem Mia, Mikudeshes. Umishim Sveika, the Yoda, Haiminayu, Boil the Mason, get the Rabbi. So we see that it's a Kedushin, Ein, Plukta by Verova, he in Mesechus Kedushin. Everything more, no, so much Yehukru. Bishas Kedushin, Vyate, Hoya, Esmi, Mekadosh. Hilcha, Mesun, Lebiya, Nino, Mechal, Kedushin. However, now he doesn't remember, now he doesn't know, and they don't remember, he doesn't remember. So initially, at the time of Kiddushin, it wasn't clouded in mystery, a murky type of situation. At the time that he gave the Kesef Kiddushin, he knew exactly who he gave it to. But subsequently, he forgot. And now the question is, what do we do? So therefore, at the time of Kiddushin, it was a Kiddushin, HaMesurin Lebiya, HaVeKiddushin, that's why he has to go and give Gittin to each one. Take an amid Tony, I'll bring you right, because it says in the Mishnah, Ve'enu Yoideya. It doesn't say Ve'enu Yedua. Going back to the top of the Mishnah, Mish Kiddush Ach Mishnei Achoyiz, Ve'enu Yoideya is Men Kiddush. It doesn't say Ve'enu Yedua. But like Tony, Ve'enu Yedua. Shema Amino, that originally it was Yedua, and now subsequently, Ve'enu Yoideya. And therefore, what's the case? What's the halacha? They might, period. So that's Shema Amino, that's the situation, that it was initially Kiddush and Mesun Lubim. So break the one, Michael Marshall. What's a chiddush? You ask any child, you tell you, if you don't know who you're married to, and it's a chois ishto, you can't have both, so give a get. But you might say, it's three chalei. Meis v'li ach, echad chodetz ishtei. Chodetz ishnayim, echad chodetz v'yechem v'yam. The davka mechletz v'hod yivume. Like we said in the Mishnah, we said in the Rashi, give chalitza first, and then do yivum second. Don't go and do Yibam first. The first part of the Mishnah is really Nishka Groysa Chidushim. It's the end part of the Reisha where we want to get to the Halacha where there were two surviving brothers. One of them can go and do Chalitza, the other one do Yibam, but don't do Yibam first and Chalitza second because you'll be Pegeah. Okay, straightforward. Back to the Mishnah.
No, so no proof to a buyer.
No proof either way, because we're not talking about a kedusha misulim, we're talking about a kedusha misulim. Exactly right. Right. Shnayim shekidshu shtei achoyes. You have now, instead of, what was the first case in the Mishnah? One person was mekadesh one of the two, but I don't remember which one. Here we're talking about two of them married to. You have a Yankel and Beryl. I see Yankel and Beryl, not Reuben and Shimon, because we're not talking about two brothers. We're talking about two, Rashi says, two nocher, strangers. Both Jewish people, of course, but two
unrelated.
Unrelated. And these two were mekadesh shtei achoyes. And again, Zeini Yedea is a Kiddush, Zeini Yedea is a Kiddush, but we don't know among Ruchel and Leah, did Yankel marry Ruchel or did Yankel marry Leah, and vice versa. Okay, so what do we do now? Again, very simple. Zenoisen shtei gittim, Zenoisen shtei gittim. I don't know. And again, we're talking about a situation where it's Kiddushim Shemesurim Lebiah, Nochum Masim et Shlichim, etc. Here, until now, we just said a Shlich like Kabbalah, he'll be a Shlich like Halacha. So therefore, neither of them know which one of them married which one, but at the time of the original Kiddushin they knew, subsequently they didn't know. So what happens now is Zenoshu Shnei Gittin, so each one gives two Gittin to Ruchel and two Leah. Yeah. Very good, no problem. Mesa, what happens if the two Nochrim, these two men, passed away? L'ze'ach u'l'ze'ach, each one had one brother surviving. Oh, so it's just like we had in the Reisha. Zechor Zishtem, Zechor Zishtem. Again, we have that in the Reisha too, that if he had the one man and he had one brother, it's Choyle Tishtem. Since you have two men, each one had a brother, so each one is going to be Choyle Tishtem to take care and make sure that there is no problem of Zika. Okay. L'zeh Echad u'l'zeh Shnayim.
No problem, you have a Bishuk.
And that as well, exactly. Both of them. 100% right. L'zeh Echad u'l'zeh Shnayim. What happens if one of the two Nochrim had, Yankel had one brother? Ulazeh and Beryl had, Shnayim had two brothers. So now what happens? Hayachid, Choylet Zishtay. That's the job of the Yach. He gives Chalitz across the board too. Both of them. Because maybe this happens to be his Yavam, and maybe the other one is Yavam. This is Chalitz and Tabar.
Yeah,
so that's so far so good.
Yeah.
Vashnayim, what do the two do? Again, Echad Choylet V'yachid Liyab. Once you do Chalitz, and once you go into Yimim.
Right.
Don't do it the other way around, because if you're going to go and be Liyabim, since we're talking about two sisters, right? The two attacking our brothers.
Echad Choylet V'yachid Liyab,
just like we said before. So therefore, Echad Choylet V'yachid Liyab. But don't do Echad Liyab, V'yachid Choylet. But that's only, of course, L'chad Chilet. Kodma V'konza, if both of them did do Yivim, and like Rashi said before, they didn't ask Bezdin, didn't ask Aruv, they did on their own, and we'd see Miyodim. We're not going to go and take them away from the two sisters, because maybe each one did the proper thing. In other words, one of them was Yivama, and it was his proper Yivama, so he did in Chachilah, Kain Mitzis Yivim, and the other one was a Pnuya, so he married the Pnuya. Ah, you're going to go and tell me, yeah, but initially, the first one, maybe he was marrying the Choyser Kossai, he was Taka did a temporary Aveda, and then afterwards the other one's going to go marry him.
Yeah, maybe in the Freya, maybe for the Shashra.
Exactly.
The Zeshnaim was Zeshnaim, right?
No, I'm over then. Look at the last Rashi, Vim Kodmu. That's starting on the third of the wide lines.
Okay,
third of the wide lines. Got that?
Elishnaim.
Mikum kodmo elishnaim achreim. Vikonsu acher chalitzes v'shnaim horishoinim. Rashi is going on the next case in the Mishnah, but I'm just showing to you about this from Afrei Bez. V'loy boilim mechle bez, they didn't ask bez, right? Kodmo v'konsu. Ein weitzim yadam kid aprishis. She'en kan elisofik iser achois zekuka v'nisim horishoinim. Of the two, maybe one of them did the right thing. Great, this is Yavama. In other words, he just married a not Yavama, a regular young lady that was available. Like Rashi said before, when he's Miyavam, the second one, which was the real Zika, Paka zikasa me'achiv. So now the zika goes away. V'huchvloi ishtoi. The surah de ovid over the isser that he did. Said, okay, you know, what can you do? Here, clap out. Why didn't he say l'mafreya? Then, therefore, there was no isser. So you see that there is an inconsistency between the two Rashi. Rashi doesn't say over here, no, there's no isser because of one l'mafreya. That's why.
He had in between there was an isser. In other words, it's like an ashram tali.
And well, that's Rashi over here is good. The surah de ovid over. The Rashi over here is mashma that once the second one is miyamim, then the zika goes l'mafreya as if nothing ever happened.
Well, yeah, but in between until he did that.
Until.
Until.
The Isser he did with Mafreya is an Isser.
Okay. Anyway, see, you get the point.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah now. So lezeach zechoy. Okay, so now we're at the final case. Lezeshnaim ulezeshnaim. Again, you have two nochrim who marry two achoyos. Each one of them has two brothers. Okay.
And again, they don't know which one of them was married to which through the shliach cloud.
Right. Exactly. If you want, you can add the case that the Mishnah had before.
Right.
That he was still alive and kicking. Both nochrim. Right. They don't know who was married. So each one's going to go and give to Gittin the lezeh to take away any possibility that they were married. Right. Okay. Right.
Now they both died.
Now before they gave a get, they both died. Right. So now the question is, who folds the yibam, who doesn't? Right. So now, and each one of the two nochrim had two brothers. Yankel had two brothers, and Beryl had two brothers. So ochav shulzeh cholitz the achas. Ochav shulzeh cholitz the achas. We really should stop over here for a moment and jump down to the Gemara. Shnaim Shekidshu, we're up to the fourth wide line of the Gemara. Shnaim Shekidshu Shtei Achoyos, right? That was the middle case. Shema Amino Kedushin, Mesur Lebi Ami Kedushin. Because you're telling me that the two, both of them have to go and give Gittin Lezeh and Gittin Lezeh. Why do they have to go and Gittin Lezeh? If it was Kedushin, Mesur Lebi, then there is no requirement for a get at all, right? Tal Machlekes Ba'ibarab. And for the same time, same situation where we don't recognize which one was a Yankel that married Ruchel, did Yankel marry Leah, was Beryl that married Ruchel, did Beryl marry Leah. It's a total confusion, but not Bishas Mais. Shas Mais, everybody knows what happened. Yankel married, and Beryl married. Later on, was the Seif Nazar. Says Mori Dekanami Tani. Again, it says the same thing. It says the Mishnah. Then you did Mishnah, and you do it. Shmamina. Right? Then Mike Mashlam. Why are we repeating this whole new case? Say this Shichle. I taka don't need it for the first part. Legabe that the person has to give Gittin. That we know really from before. So what's the Chiddush over there? It's Shichle Meisu Lezeh Echad Ulezeh Shnayim Hayachad Chodesh Shteim Vashnayim Echad Chodesh Viyachem Yam. Timur Pshita Hayna Reisha. Didn't we just say that in the Reisha too? What are we adding? Now the same things are trei otu chad. I would think that if one has one and the other has two, I should make a gzeira. Kamash malah, that I don't make such a gzeira. What would be the gzeira? The gzeira would be that perhaps that the one would ultimately give chalitza to one and he would be miyabim the other. When you have two brothers, you can have them. One is chalitza and one is miyabim. However, if you only have one brother and he does a chalitza on one and he does even the other, that's prohibited. And also when we said about the two that echad chayz v'yechmiyavim dafke mechlitz v'hada yivume avi yivume reishel loy. Why? So before we said the reason was because the kapaga b'chayz zuka kasay, but here because we're talking about two separate nochrim and two separate brothers to one of them, it could be Pogav Yivama Leshuk, because maybe this is not his brother, his late brother's Yivama, it was really the other ones.
Right.
So therefore you have to go and remove the Zika through a Chalitza. Right. The only way to do that is do a Chalitza first. Right. If you don't do a Chalitza first, and you're going to allow her to go and marry one of the two brothers, it could be a Yivama Leshuk. Therefore, because it won't be his brothers. It could be that she was really a Yavama of the other Nachri, of Yankel, and not of Beryl. So therefore, if the two Beryl's brothers are going to go and be Miyavim, especially if one is going to be Miyavim first, what's going to happen is he might be Miyavim, the Yankel's wife,
right.
Which, and she's Yavama Leshuk. She's a Yavama that's supposed to, she's a Yavama Leibim. If he's going to go and marry her when he is Beryl's brother, and not Yankel's brother.
She has a Zika on her.
That's why I do the chalitza first and the yibam second to remove any possibilities. Okay, so now we get back to the Mishnah, and now we go to the third case. This third case is about seven lines before the end of the Mishnah. Lezeshnaim uzeshnaim. Again, we have these two nachrim, Yankel and Beryl, who are not related, and each one lezeshnaim uzeshnaim.
Opposite the bottom, the top of the final tosas.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Good. Lezeshnaim uzeshnaim. Each one, Yankel and Beryl, not related. Yankel and Beryl. Each one has two brothers. Each one of Yankel and Beryl married potentially Leah or Rachel, who were sisters, and now each one of them has two brothers. Achav Shalzeh Choletzi Achas. The Achav Shalzeh Choletzi Achas. One of the brothers of Yankel gives Chalitza to one. The other brother of Beryl gives Chalitza to one. Achav Shalzeh Miyam Chalutzah Shalzeh. The Achav Shalzeh Miyam Chalutzah Shalzeh. Now that we've had Chalitza from both sides.
Yeah.
So then the second brother who did not participate in the Chalitza, yeah, and now we don't have an Achoyz Chalutzah problem because he didn't do the Chalitza, what he can do is he can go and marry the Chalutza from the other side, because of a manifshah. If that lady had a zikas yibam to taka to the other, to Yaakov, the chalitza took it away. Elam, are you going to go and say, no, she was from this brother, and not from this man, and not from the other man? Then that's fine, because I happen to be a brother of that man, and therefore I can go meet miyabim her.
Right.
So I can miyabim her. Any potential zika that there was to the other man was removed if it
existed through the chalitza.
Through the chalitza, assuming that he was the proper chalitz, so you can say, no, really, that lady.
So your yibam is even better than chalitza.
Exactly. So then miyam, and then the same thing applies in the verse. Yom shalzeh miyam chalutzah shalzeh. Kod mishnayim
bechalutzah.
Oh, that's the next case. Kod mishnayim bechalutzah. What happens if they didn't have yibam, but instead both of them did chalitza? Lo yibam u'ashnayim. Then don't go and do a yibam. We have the problem of kibush leibana shuv leyibna. Maybe there was the right chalitza to the right lady, so you can't come miyabim. Ella echad choydes viachem miyabim. But you can do like we kept on saying before. Just make sure that the chalitza precedes the yibam. So then any achoyz zikukase issue goes away. Any zika from the other goes away because we're going to have a chalitza. And then the remaining brother can miyabim. Again, Rashi of course goes through the whole cheshbon is similar to what we had before. And again, kon mukanse mitzim miyabim. Because it could be b'diyah, but everybody did the right thing. Don't do it. You have a chesuk kofas, you have your vama l'shug. All of these potential problems. But once they did get married, you can't go and say, you were oiver. Because by now, all the zikas have been taken care of one way or the other. Because since everybody married everybody, so to speak, so whatever chiyav yibam there was already addressed. With a result.
But can the sister say, look, I don't think that, I don't know that I was ever married to uncle, so why should I even accept you? I don't want to get married now.
We're assuming over here in our Mishnah that everybody is happy with these
matchmaking,
with the matchmaking and with these options and alternatives. You don't have to. The Mishnah is never saying you that echad v'ech miyabim. Somebody has to be miyabim. If in fact she refuses, and she refuses on good, strong halachic grounds, then they all have to do chalitz, and we're just saying that there's the option, the possibility of doing yibam after you have chalitz to remove the zika. Getting down to four lines from the bottom of the yom, l'zeh shnayim, l'zeh shnayim. I'm going to repeat it myself three times already. I might think that since we are allowing for the miyabim chalutzasi shalzeh, miyabim chalutzasi shalzeh. Again, this is not a chiyuv, but you have the right to be miyabim, the option. So if I'm going to miyabim anyway, chalutzah, that sounds like just a technical problem. So the person might go ahead with the yibam without the chalitza, gamash alone, that I'm not nervous about it, and that they're going to do it properly. Freaking my mind, shlomi hodit nan. This Mishnah was fascinating. How does it differ from a similar but different Mishnah? What does it say in the similar Mishnah? Mishnah we had already before. Arbo achim shnayim yenesuin shtei achoyos umeisu hanesunes achoyos. Sorry, eluchotz v'leim nesiyavmois. What's the difference between this Mishnah and the other Mishnah? The Mishnah that we're talking about, Rashi said, we're talking about Yankel and Beryl that were not brothers, two strangers married to achoyos. In this Mishnah, we're talking about two brothers married to achoyos.
Of four brothers.
And
there's no ambiguity in the kedushin either.
Exactly, no ambiguity. So now what happens? Now it says, so why over there do we say why don't we say over here too, either or just like we allow, why don't we do the same thing over there? We have two brothers that were married to two sisters. you cannot go and allow either one to make a yibam immediately, because he makes a yibam, then he's going to be pegeya ba'achoy zikukasoy. Okay, so let's have a one do a chalitza, take away the zika, and then the other one with miyab and the other one. So what's the problem? There's no achoy zikukasoy left. And remember, they're falling from shnei batim. So therefore, one fell from Reuven, one fell from Shimon. Go and give chalitza to Reuven's wife. So now there's no longer achoy zikukasoy. And now Shimon, let's go be miyabim. Just like we said in the Mishnah, Echad Chayla says, why do we say, they chod zavoy misyabit? Says Yomar, a big difference. Hoch yashda. Ho sam ilamandi miyezika, yezika. Filamandi omer, osel batal mitzvah yavamen, osel batal mitzvah yavamen. Hoch kol chad b'chad, emadi day, kom misram yalei. What's going on over here? So let's look at the top Rashi. The ilamandi omer, that's the Rashi already, the second one. Ilaman the Yom is Yesh Zika, Yesh Zika. The Kash of the Gemara is, I'm sorry, it's not on the Echad Chuyvus V'Echad Miyab, it's on the case of our Mishnah where it says, Im Kod Muver Kansu Ein Meitzi Miyad. The Yabad, if they went and did Yibam, it works, both of them. Right? Because maybe each one did the right thing. So Feiti Morris, why don't you say the same thing over here? That why is the Chod Zulay Misyab Mois? Say that the Yabad, if both of them married, this is good. He married Reuven's Shimon Levi Yehuda. Levi married Reuven's wife, and he was Miyabim. And Yehuda was married Shimon's wife, and he was Miyabim. So why do we say Chotzer Le Misyabim? Okay, Asha Hasan Yilman Yezika Yezika. Oh, because that goes back into the Yezika Ein Zika issue. But if you hold Yezika, then each one is a Chos Ziku Kosei. So you now let him go and be Miyabim either one. Chos Ziku Kosei. I, the Ilaman Yama, if you're going to go and tell me that Ein Zika, so I don't have to worry about a Chesuk Kosei, but also the battle Mitzvah Yevam. Now we have this concept already back several days ago. Rashi repeats it again at the top. The Ilaman Yama, Tami Shem, the Osel Batal Mitzvah Yevam. The Imiyabim, Hai Choda, if one of the two brothers is Miyabim, one of the two sisters, and again, if you hold Ein Zika, there's no Achesuk Kosei, the Choda, that's fine. Maybe the second wife will not have a chance to go and be nisyabim through the second brother, because maybe he's going to go and pass away. And guess what's going to happen now to that second wife? It sounds like a very remote type of gezeira, but we're concerned about this. And then the achois is going to go out, which is fine. I mean, that's what's supposed to be the din. However, from the miyibim mechalitza, because that second one will never have the benefit of either yibim or chalitza. She's going to be rejected because of the fact she's already achois isha. That's why we don't want that the first one should be miyabim and then he cannot go and do achois isha. Rather, I have him do chalitza, and then if the other one passes away, at least I have not been mevatel biyodayim the mitzvah, because under normal circumstances, even after my chalitza, the second brother could have done chalitza or yibam. Right. But by the fact that I did yibam, now I'm mevatel biyodayim the second possibility, because
you foreclosed it.
Foreclosed, exactly. Dissolved the Yomara because also bat mitzvah. A bahacha in our case in our mishnah, if the day comes amulei, maybe each one married properly. Maybe in fact, since we have over here two nochrim and we have the two women, it could very well be that this one was kindness the correct one, and this one was kindness the correct one. And even though there was that momentary achoyz zikukosi issue, if you hold yei zikah, but that was corrected after the second one was miyavim, and therefore come to the concept of the yavet is kosher. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Baruch HaVihatzrocha.